This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, September 16th. God's word to you today is David's secret. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 143, verses 5 and 6 from the New International Version, and it says, I remember the days of long ago. I meditate on all your works and consider what your hands have done. I spread out my hands to you. I thirst for you like a parched land. Today, we'll be unlocking the door to one of David's key strengths, which is meditation. David knew how to be quiet and focused before God. He knew how to meditate and make God his all-consuming focus. In teaching us in Psalm 63, verse 6, I lie awake thinking of you, meditating on you through the night. What do you stay awake thinking about? Many people stay awake thinking of their problems. They lie awake thinking about school fees, meditating on dollar rates throughout the night. No wonder people are lost. They lie awake looking at the economic charts and looking at the stock market throughout the night. Then they wake up and wonder why they are so confused. David had his challenges and problems. But that was not what he focused on at night. Instead, he lay awake thinking about God, meditating on God throughout the night. Some people lie awake thinking of a lady, meditating on a girl throughout the night. Some lie awake thinking of a man, meditating on his biceps throughout the night. Unfortunately for some people, they lie awake thinking of television series, meditating on what comes next throughout the night. Why would such people not wake up confused and wondering what God is saying? Check what you lie awake thinking about. Check what you meditate on throughout the night. God wants you to replace whatever it is that is not Him with Him. Think about Him. Think about how great He is. Today's scripture reference shows us that David not only meditated on God, but he also meditated on God's works. David meditated on what God had done for him, and he is filled with gratitude, and instinctively his hands flew up in worship. Like David, you need to find a place of solitude, no distractions. Focus your mind and heart on God, and you will not lack direction. Focus on God, think about his promises, and God will lead you in the right path for your life. God will lead you in that path that leads to freedom financially, mentally, spiritually, and freedom in your destiny. Unfortunately, many people want to be led by circumstances, by open doors and closed doors. When a door opens or closes, it is God's will. That is kindergarten operations. God wants to tell you which door will open so that you will stop wasting your time on the one that will not open. God wants to lead you. Some people even try to determine God's leading from counsel. These cannot be your primary ways of discerning God's direction. If you wait for circumstances, it will be too late. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song.
Lord, you are so good. Lord, you are kind. Lord, you are wonderful. My God, you are excellent. Excellent is your name. Excellent is your power. Lord, you are wonderful. My God, you are excellent. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.